The tickets.
Gig tripping.
And here we go. It's time to set off once again on an incredible musical journey. This week, we're getting a kind of a little bit outrageous. You know, it was very smooth. It was very jazzy last week with Diana Krall. We went to Monaco.
Yeah, it was very expensive as well, actually, last week.
It was a bit of a dee-a-do. Yeah, this one's not quite as expensive. But we're going to see probably one of the most off-the-wall performers that the world has seen in recent years. Any ideas?
You want to have a guess? Off-the-wall performers.
Yeah, a little bit odd, a little bit unusual.
I want to see Beth Ditto.
Who?
Beth Ditto, she's back, she's got a new album.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. No, it's not her. It's not her. I'll give you one more guess and then I'm going to tell you who it is.
Off the wall. I'm now thinking along the lines of one of the Oasis brothers.
No, it's not one of them, lads. It's not Neil, Liam, and it's
Neil.
Not Noel.
Is there
not
a third
Noel.
One?
Yeah, that's the other brother. Yeah, the younger brother, Neil. We're going to see this lady. So, Lady Gaga, what's your thoughts?
Is she still doing stuff, or will we be watching the old stuff?
She's still doing stuff. I mean, she was just such an instant success, wasn't she? A massive impact for about a year or two. I think she's taking it a little bit easier. She's focusing more on touring. I would guess there's a new album on the way.
I saw her at Maydan, actually, when she was here.
You went to that gig, didn't you?
That was a fun gig.
Yeah. I mean, she's just like a fun personality, isn't it? From the outfits to, you know, the interviews, the whole deal. It's all fun with Lady Gaga.
She's old school showbiz. I remember she did an interview on Jonathan Ross years ago. She was talking about how she would never put the bins out, like, without being completely glammed up and looking like wearing a ridiculous outfit. She's like, because then you lose your showbiz.
Yeah, and I don't think she'll ever do that. A real name, Stephanie Joanne Angelina German Otter.
You can see why she shortened it, can't you?
You can't you, really? I mean, she started out at school, really. That's where it all got started for her, in high school plays. But you know, was she always destined for a career on the stage?
I don't remember ever even thinking to myself, my fantasy is the stage. It just was. I was so inspired by musical theater, like Guys and Dolls, the character Adelaide. It was always hard for me, though, because I had such a powerful voice, but I would never get cast in those roles because I was a brunette. So eventually I bought a wig. I knew that I had the best voice. It was just about the look. And I got that wig, and I just went for it. I just figured it out. And I watched the movie over and over again. I read the script over and over again. I remember when I did the audition, I didn't even use the call sheet. Oh, it was the greatest moment of high school. I tell you, I still dream about that. I still have these crazy dreams that I get cast for that role, and it's always the same role. Always Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. I remember I was in trouble because I think I was dating someone that my father really hated, or I was just being bad. I remember I was being bad, and my dad was like, you're not doing the school play. You're not doing that play. And I just remember crying and saying, Daddy, but I'm so good. Daddy, I'm the best. They gave me the lead. And he would look at me and he'd say, you're so bad. You're bad. I was bad.
She's still bad, I think.
She's 31. I feel like she really ages herself down.
So you feel she's a lot younger than that?
Yeah, I feel like she acts a lot younger, which is quite annoying. She annoys me, Lady Gaga.
Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you not think she's, you know, this generation's Madonna? Breaking boundaries, breaking rules.
No, not really.
But I'll tell you what, a connection with music. She's really, really talented. musician.
Oh, she is.
I don't know if you saw opposite Elton John. It was one of the big shows on. It was either the Grammys or I think it was the Grammy Awards, where she did a duet, literally sat opposite grand pianos.
Yeah, she's super talented.
I mean, she's an amazing talent. Here's her connection to music. I mean, you know, she started out on the stage, but really, she is a full-on musician.
I don't know exactly where my affinity for music comes from, but it is the thing that comes easiest to me. When I was like 3 years old, I may have been even younger. My mom always tells this really embarrassing story of me propping myself up and playing the keys like this because I was too, you know, short to get all the way up there. And I used to just go like this on the low end of the piano. I guess she just looked at my dad one day and said we should get her some piano lessons. Started taking from this woman who was amazing. She was so great. She was like a really great friend. I remember I used to say, "Why do you have such long nails? Don't you ever cut your nails?" And she used to say, "Someday you'll understand why I don't cut my nails." She had these long nails like I have now. Now I understand. When I would play, I would sometimes be very floppy with my hands because I was so theatrical, so I would like get really into it and be really emotional while I was playing classical pieces. I had this one teacher that tied a string to my wrists, and I would play Hanon exercises. They're these really fast scales that go up and down the piano. And then she would put this Pink Panther action figure that we would balance the neck of the Pink Panther on the string, and I would have to play really evenly so that Pink Panther wouldn't fall off the string. I was really, really good at piano. So my first instincts were to work so hard at practicing piano, and I might not have been a natural dancer, but I am a natural musician. That is the thing that I believe that I'm the greatest at.
Amazing. I love a story about Pink Panther.
Yeah, it's brilliant, isn't
it? Yeah, cute.
Put the string and then don't let Pink Panther fall off.
Yeah. No, she's a fantastic pianist.
She is, and she is going to be appearing in an incredible city. I'm going to tell you where that is after the news. We're also going to be looking around that city and talking to a person who's lived there for quite some time. He's got some great inside information as to places that we can go and things we can do. So more coming up on Gig Trippin'.
The tickets.
Gig Trippin'.
Yeah, we are gig tripping once again to see what I've described as one of the most off-the-wall, unusual performers of this generation. I'm sure there'll be a fair few paparazzi hanging around the venue for this particular gig. It's featuring Lady Gaga. We're off on a musical journey, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's in the United States, in the very, very cool city of San Francisco. Do we approve?
Yeah, I've got a friend living in San Francisco, and I'm dying to go and sleep on his couch.
Yeah, have you been before?
Never.
Oh, oh.
One of your favourites?
I've been lucky enough to go, definitely, without doubt. It's a toss-up. Is it San Francisco or is it New York? But I think San Francisco is my fave.
You know the first word that springs to mind when I think of San Francisco?
I think of pink buildings.
I think hilly.
Yeah.
That's what I think about. Hilly and windy.
Yeah, well, yeah. When I went there, I stayed in a hotel. It was the very first ever Fairmont Hotel. And it's on a hill called Knob Hill.
I know. I don't know why I always remember that, but I do.
You do. And walking up to it, I thought one day, you know, I'll have a stroll down into the city centre so I could see it. And I thought, oh, I'll walk down. Then I tried to walk back. I was virtually at collapse point when I got back to the hotel. Yeah, some of those hills are pretty incredible.
They have trams to get around everywhere though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, well, we're going to be finding out a bit about the transportation. Have you ever seen that movie, The Streets of San Francisco?
No, I haven't.
No, it was an old Steve McQueen movie. But, that, you know, as even the roads have got these huge dips in them, like massive dips. And quite a few movies have had car chases filmed on them. And there was also another movie called Bullets. That was the Steve McQueen film that has one of the most famous car chases of all time, and it was shot in San Francisco.
Awesome city. I can't wait to get there.
You've got to go there. I think you'd absolutely love it. So, this gig is going to be happening on the 13th of August at the AT&T Arena. I looked around, did a bit of maths, found a flight with KLM, Dubai to San Francisco, just one stop in Amsterdam, and it costs you $1,557. And that,
I thought you were going to say dirhams then.
That comes out at 5,718 dirhams. You'd have been pretty happy if I had, wouldn't you?
That is quite pricey.
It's a long way though, isn't
it?
I mean, you are going quite a way.
Would you be able to do it in economy? I know it's a stupid question. Who do we think we are? But it is a long way.
Yeah.
To sit in an economy seat.
I think so.
Would you not go the extra hog and maybe...
It'd probably be
a
lot more than that, though, wouldn't it? If I did the business, Airbnbs, there's loads, absolutely teeming out your ears,
and that's a great way to save money.
Yeah, I found a lovely little one bedroom studio, which is in near the Civic Centre and downtown, cozy one bed for 337 dirhams a night.
Perfect.
That's great, isn't it? And it's walking distance. To the BART, which is a transportation system, also the main library. And, you know, you really get that urban experience there. Ticket for the gig, $50, which is 183 dirhams.
Cheapest bit of the whole thing.
Which ain't bad, is it? It's just the flight that's a little bit pricey, I know, but, you know, I don't know. You've got to splash out now and again, haven't you?
I'd have to make a holiday of it. I couldn't just go all
so
that
you,
way.
So you'd stay for maybe a couple of weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's great, you know, sound advice. Now, I tracked down a San Francisco native. He's actually here in Dubai now. His name's Wesley Newfarmer, and he directs plays. He's a producer and director of plays. Now, he lived in San Francisco for several years. So I got started and asked him a little bit about the venue. It's taking place, this gig, at AT&T Park.
AT&T Park is really great. It's, you know, it's a baseball park normally, but it's fantastic. It's easy to get around. There are fantastic food options. It has great views of the bay. It really is one of the best sort of facilities to have this kind of thing. It's going to be a great gig. If Lady Gaga has any built-in audience in San Francisco.
Definitely.
Ready-made.
It is ready-made, yeah. AT&T Park sounds like a wonderful place. You know, it's going to get a lot of people in there. Originally a baseball stadium and still is. Now, you mentioned transport earlier on and getting around town. Cable car's the obvious one, but I also asked Wesley other ways of getting around town?
You know, public transportation in San Francisco is terrific. There's the Muni, which is the streetcars. There's BART, which is the subway. And then there are normal city buses. It's really a fantastic place for public transportation. The one time I would actually not use it is to get to the concert itself. That area, especially if there's a large concert, the traffic is terrible and the public transportation is affected by traffic. So I would really get there well ahead of time or walk there from downtown. It's very fast. But other than that, getting around San Francisco via public transportation is how I did it. I got that and a bicycle. I lived there for almost 6 years. So it's great.
A bicycle up and down them hills?
Yeah. Yep, I was in great shape. It is a very hilly city, but it's full of fantastic views. And every walk upstairs, up sidewalks is going to be worth it.
And for every uphill, you get a downhill on your bike.
True, yeah. I mean, it does balance out, I suppose, in the end. But
which makes it worth it.
They are major uphills. You've got a lot of gears on that bike.
You can do it, though, can't you? I remember going on bike rides with my dad and just being in, like, the easiest gear possible. You just got to get your head down.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, maybe. I mean, you've got a few years younger on me. You've got to catch up. So maybe you could do it on a bike. Now, the cable cars, of course, are the... not only a great way to get around, but a massive tourist attraction as well.
It's a huge tourist attraction, and there are two great places to pick it up that are very busy, but you can actually pick up the cable cars anywhere along their route. They say, you know, don't hang out like a monkey, but people do it anyway, and maybe you get yelled at and you stop doing it, but it's great. The cable cars, they really evoke another era, and it's really nice to spend time there, to spend time on the cable cars on their routes. And you go up and down the hills that you were saying, and through different neighborhoods, and you really get a sense of the city.
And is it an expensive mode of transport?
You know, I don't know. They change the prices every couple of years, and it's been about 2 years since I've been there. I think if you're using it just to get from one place to another and you don't care about the experience itself, probably it would seem expensive. But if you're seeing it as its own activity, no, I'm sure it's not. It can't be more than a few dollars.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not a de-a-do to get around on the cable. You've got to do it. And when I was there, I managed to jump on and have a chat with a guy who told me all about the history of cable cars.
Can you just tell me a little bit, buddy, about the cable cars? I know it's a frequently asked question, okay. But everybody wants to know about them, don't they? Yeah. When they kind of first arrived here.
Well, the story is that they were invented by a Scottish immigrant by the name of Andrew
Hence Callady. Hence the bagpipes.
Right. That's a big bagpipe cable car. Yeah. He was actually not an engineer, but a cable salesman. Go figure.
Okay. All right.
So the story is that he saw a horse with a cart being driven up a hill, and the horse fell down backwards and was killed being dragged down the hill by the cart. And because of that, he determined to build a new way to get people up the hills that was better for horses. So he invented these cable cars, which are basically an upside down ski lift. And the cable spins around under the street, and there are three big motors in one central station that spin all the cables for each of the three lines.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that the cables only last about 100 days on average before they're broken or replaced.
And I think they have a two-man crew, don't they?
Two-man crew. One is the grip man. He pulls a big lever that engages the cable. And then the other one is an additional brake man and collects the fares. So, because they have a lot of brakes in case the cables malfunction.
What a great accent that guy's got as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's a real San Francisco accent, I can tell you. We're going to come back. We're going to have a look at other things that we can see and do. A very famous prison there and top eateries, places to eat ice cream as well. You've got to have ice cream in San Francisco. All coming up on Gig Tripping with Lady Gaga.
The tickets.
Gig Tripping.
Yeah, we are Gig Tripping to see this lady in San Fran. Yeah, that's the lady, Lady Gaga. She is appearing in San Francisco at the AT&T Park. And, it's definitely a hot gig. It's happening on August the 13th of this year. I managed to track down someone from San Francisco, Wesley Newfarmer. He's lived there for years. And he's been telling us a little bit how we can get around, things that we can get up to, and also a bit about the venue as well. So when it comes to tourist attractions, what should we go and see if we're at this gig in San Francisco?
It's definitely a fantastic city to spend time in, and it's a great place to visit. I love it. In terms of the actual landmarks, I think you can never go wrong doing the very touristy stuff. I'm sort of an old softie when it comes to large crowds and big tourists. I think it's all fine. So Fisherman's Wharf, Pier 39, all of that kind of stuff is great. There are some hidden gems around that area. So Musée Mécanique, which is a place that has all antique arcade games, is really super cool. You just go in and almost everything works. You put in a quarter and you can play these games that haven't been around for 100 years or so. These games are really old. And so I think that that's really great. There's also the Wave Organ in the marina, so nearby there. Where someone, there's a full history, obviously, when you get there, but put cement pipes into the water, into the bay, and you can hear the pipes, and at different times of the day, based on the tide, they emit different sounds. And so it is like an organ that's driven by the wave. It's pretty amazing.
That sounds fantastic. So we can find those down at Fisherman's Wharf.
Fisherman's Wharf and the marina, yeah.
Right. Let's talk about the bridge.
Yes, the Golden Gate Bridge. I walked it once, and about halfway through, I thought to myself, you know, if I just turn around right now, I will have done the whole thing. Because as someone who was walking over it, I really thought of it as a highway over water, and not very romantic. But to drive it, whether you're going up into Napa and Sonoma, which is a fantastic day, or whether you're just going to the Marin Headlands for an hour or Sausalito, driving into San Francisco on the Golden Gate Bridge is one of the best visuals you will get in the United States, I think. It's certainly something I will never forget. And it doesn't last very long. You're just driving over this bridge, but it's really spectacular.
It's right up there with the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah. Oh, and the Tyne Bridge of Newcastle as well, of course.
Yeah, don't forget that one.
You know what he said there about old video games, though? I would give yourself half a day for that, because I did that in Russia thinking, oh, we'll just pop in and have a look.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. Coming back to the bridge, I mean, if you are driving over it, you're definitely going to see the famous Alcatraz.
Yes, absolutely. I will never say no to Alcatraz. I think I've been there 15 times in my life. It's very easy to get there. You go over to the ferry building, which in and of itself has a great place. So is a great place to look around. Has some wonderful restaurants there. Get some oysters. Get some great ice cream. Hop on the ferry. Go to Alcatraz. And the history of Alcatraz is really cool. So you go around. It's this abandoned prison, and you get to see where famous people that you've heard of stayed and their whole history. It's really great. Night tours especially are fantastic. That, I bet, are all sold out by now. They sell out months ahead of time. But during the day is not something to miss out at all.
Wrap up nice and warm. That is my advice if you're going to Alcatraz, one of the coldest places I've ever been to.
Wesley's been 15 times.
I know, he loves
it.
I'm surprised he's not been locked up there. Now, when it comes to getting wheels and heading out of the city, where should we go?
Well, certainly Napa and Sonoma, if you're in really nice views or anything like that, are really great. Muir Woods is up in the north as well, if you want to go hiking or just take a walk with these giant redwood trees all around. It's so lush there. And Point Reyes is right there. There's Cowgirl Creamery, and again, another place to get oysters. It's all, the tone of it can be very mellow and not seem like you're in the city, but you're still so close. These things are, you know, an hour drive, not even, away. So it's very nice.
Lots of oysters.
I'd love to do that. I'd love to get a car in San Francisco and just go for a drive.
Muir Woods, you just mentioned there, is, I've never seen trees like it. They're the tallest and fattest trees that you can imagine. They really are. Now, food options. What do you recommend, Wesley?
Absolutely. I am such a foodie, and San Francisco is perfect for me. It is very much of a food city. Now, again, I haven't been there for a few years, and things are constantly changing. Even if you're gone for 3 months, 6 months, new things will have popped up. So everybody will have their favorites, and I'm sure people will have a problem with what I'm saying here. But I love, you know, I love cheap food. I love good food. I think Soma Street Food is a fantastic place to go. It is basically a large parking lot where food trucks congregate every day. And they have different food trucks every day, different food trucks for lunch and for dinner. So you really get a sense of what's going on in the city. And you get one dish at this food truck, one dish at another food truck. You sit down, you enjoy your meal. So that's Soma Street Food, which I really love. Ike's Place is a sandwich shop, which is a San Francisco staple. You must go there. Overstuffed giant sandwiches, which are so delicious. And that's right by Dolores Park. So you walk from Ike's Place to Dolores Park, take in the amazing views of the city, have a really nice picnic. And then the third place I'll say just for right now is Humphrey Slocum Ice Cream. They do have one branch in the ferry building if you want to go to Alcatraz, but they also have a branch in the Mission. So getting there via bus, via public transportation, or just even walking there is great. And they have lots of weird kinds of ice cream, like, you know, flavors that are supposed to taste like your leftover cereal milk. Weird flavors that are all really fantastic.
Leftover cereal milk ice cream?
What would that be like?
Well, I don't know. I'd rather go for the overstuffed sandwiches, I think.
Yeah, food truck food.
Yeah,
cheap food.
Food truck food. Now, retail therapy, we've got to get some shopping in.
Yeah, I mean, there are lots of cultural hubs all over San Francisco. So certainly you can go downtown and you can go to the financial district and get every kind of shop you'll find here. You know, there's a mall there, all of that. But there are also, in the Haight-Ashbury, there are lots of different, it's not even called the Haight-Ashbury, it's called the Haight now. But lots of different sort of hippy-dippy shops there, lots of very artistic kinds of stores. And you'll find those in almost every neighborhood. You're going to find cool things to buy, cool clothes to buy, lots of different bookstores. It is such a cultural place that in every neighborhood, you're going to find its own identity and you're going to find something that you like.
It is like that. It's amazing. The different neighbourhoods are just fantastic. And the pastel colours of the buildings are what stay with me.
This is a great trip.
It's an awesome trip. You've got to go to San Francisco. I also asked Wesley about accommodations and Airbnb. Is it still as popular as ever there?
Well, Airbnb was huge when I was there. It's gone through, you know, it's become sort of controversial and lots of different business practices having to do with Airbnb. It's still a place, a business I would look at, a website I would look at. And then I would look for something, frankly, if you're there for the concert, something close to downtown, something close to the venue is what I would go, because you can get anywhere from there and you don't then have to worry after the concert's over about getting home and traffic and all of that kind of thing.
And finally, Wesley, what's the one thing we should definitely do whilst we're there?
I think going to the Mission and getting a burrito is the thing to do, is the thing to eat, and is the neighborhood to go to. I lived in that neighborhood for a long time. La Taqueria is the most famous right now burrito place in San Francisco because it was rated as the best burrito in the United States. Now, that being said, you can't go wrong in that neighborhood for that food. So that's what I would do. I would go to La Taqueria in the Mission.
Sold? San Francisco?
Absolutely sold. Ahmed just texted in on San Francisco on the discussion. I had a great experience there. I went to Golden Gate Park, rented a bike, went down to the Golden Gate Bridge, crossed over, had lunch, and then went back on one of my days out. And the Half Moon Bay Golf Course is absolutely amazing as well with the hotel there, says Ahmed.
It's an incredible city.
Oh, and he also says he stayed in an Airbnb on Union Street and it was absolutely great.
Cool. You can make this trip happen. If you stay in the Airbnb that I was looking at, you can make it happened for 7,248 dirhams. That's off for A Bad Romance to see Lady Gaga in San Francisco.